Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To our compassionate and kind listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf. Love is virtuous according to all religions. Love is the highest level of passion and compassion. You annihilate into someone else, totally losing sense of yourself. All your concerns become the person who is loved. He becomes the criteria for everything. In its highest level, in love, you are no longer you. You are the person you love. There is a meaning to our life. We have been created to worship our Creator. Worshipping our Creator gives us virtue by giving us the traits our Creator has. We acquire mercy, which is respected by all, good and evil, because mercy is a trait of our God. We become benevolent, helpful, kind, generous. We become a blessing to everyone, all of which are traits of our God. When we achieve love towards God, we go beyond ourselves and all our focus becomes God. We become 100% occupied by God. All we fret about is to satisfy Allah, and Allah is satisfied by us achieving when we achieve His traits. In other words, becoming as similar to Him in our qualities as possible. Of course, no one can become equal to God, but we can become representatives. Everyone loves talking about love. We love talking about the greatest type of love, that is, love to God. So while you imagine the serenity and beatitude that comes with love for God, we'll take a short break. Be back soon. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. The ultimate sentiment is love, and the ultimate love is loving God. Perspectives on the Concept of Love in Islam by Mahnaz Haydarpour, published by Ansarian Publications of Qom, is an introduction to the subject of love. It covers on the significance and the doctrinal foundations of love in Islam, both divine love for himself, for all beings and for mankind, and human love for God and for fellow humans. Ansarian Publications has been translating and publishing translated Islamic books for decades. This publication has kindly provided a free version of this book for the public at al-islam.org. So I have the book in front of me right now. It's only 21 pages, and what you get is an introduction by the author, divine love, love as the highest reason for creation, God's love for himself, God's love for creatures, God's love for perfect human beings, human love, love and hate, love and reason, human love for God, and human love for fellow humans. And in the end, it comes with a conclusion and a selected bibliography. I'm going to be back to read an excerpt of this book, so please stay tuned.
7, barometric pressure.
Come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we are going to read a piece from the book Perspectives on the Concept of Love in Islam. I'm going to read the part which is about human love for God on page 10. According to Islam, the minimum expectation from believers is that God should have the first place in their heart, in the sense that no other love may override one's love for God. God should be the highest and foremost object of love. The Quran says, "Say, if your father or your sons or your brethren or your wives or your kinsfolk or the property you have acquired or the commerce you fear may slacken, or the dwellings which you love, if these are dearer to you than God and His apostle and striving in His way, then wait till God brings about His command. God does not guide the transgressing people." This verse clearly indicates that one's love for God has to be superior to one's love for whatever else that one may come to love in one's life. This superiority shows itself when the love for God and for His religion comes in conflict with one's love for one's personal belongings. In this case, a believer should be able to sacrifice his personal favorite things for the sake of God. For example, if God asks us to give our lives to protect innocent lives or our territorial integrity or the like, we should not let our love for the easy life or being with the family and so on prevent us from striving in His way. Therefore, a believer is not the person who just loves God. A believer is the person whose love for God is the highest and strongest love he has. Elsewhere, the Quran says, "Yet there are some people who adopt rivals instead of God, whom they love just as they should love God. Those who believe are firmer in their love of God." Chapter 2, verse 165. Why should one love God? According to Islam, one reason for loving God lies in the fact that God is the most precious, the most perfect, and the most beautiful being that a man can ever conceive, and therefore, man out of his nature that aspires to values, beauty, and perfection, loves God. Many Islamic scholars, especially mystics, have asserted that everybody feels in his heart a great love for God, the Almighty, without necessarily being aware of it. They argue that even unbelievers who are just after secular aims or ideals love and worship what they take to be the ultimate good. For example, those who want to possess power want to have the ultimate power. They will never be satisfied by becoming a mayor or even president. Even if they could control the whole globe, they would think about controlling other planets. Nothing in the world can set their hearts at rest. As soon as people reach what they had set up as their ideals, they realize that it is not sufficient and they will seek far more. Islamic mystics such as Ibn Arabi, inspired by the Quran, believe that the reason behind this phenomenon is that everybody, in fact, is seeking towards the ultimate good, that is God. The Quran says, "O man, surely you strive to attain to your Lord a hard striving until you meet Him." Chapter 84, verse 6. However, the fact is that many people make a mistake in recognizing what is the highest good. Some might take money as the highest good, or in other words, as their God. Others might take political power as their God, and so on. The Quran says, "Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God?" Chapter 25, verse 43. If it happens that they reach what they have set up as their ideal, their innate love for God, the highest good will remain unresponsive, and so they will feel unhappy and frustrated. Ibn Arabi says, "Nothing other than God has been ever loved. It is God who has manifested himself in whatever is beloved for the eyes of those who love. There is no being except that it loves. Thus, the whole universe loves and is loved, and all these go back to him, just as nothing has ever been worshipped other than him. Since whatever a servant of God has ever worshipped has been because of wrong imagination of deity in it. Otherwise, it would have never been worshipped." That's all the time that I have. But if you missed our program, no worries. I introduced the book, Perspectives on the Concept of Love in Islam by Mahnaz Haydarpour. You can download this book from al-islam.org for free. And you can also download an archive of our program. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذين يستمعون